Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, action, and influence are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my friend, my host, the global world civility leader, and that is Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing perfect today, and I'm happy to be here, Doc. Just happy to be here.
Man, I'm super excited. Today we're going to be discussing don't be silent about your future. Don't be silent about your future. Folks, I am super excited about this topic because not only are we speaking to our youth, we are speaking to every generation right now. It is so important for us to literally not be silent during this time. There are a lot of things that are shifting and changing in our world today, and we have the opportunity to watch this, to aid that change. Change is inevitable, but we have the opportunity to aid that change. And the only way we're going to do that is if we're not silent about what we want our future to look like. So I'm challenging you guys to lean in today. I'm challenging you as you join us. We want to know what city, what state, what country, what continent you are chiming in from today. And we want you to share this out. Why do we want you to share this out? Because we believe that this show, as we talk about don't be silent about your future, is going to revolutionize the way that the world sees itself and the way that people think about themselves. Sir Clyde Rivers, talk to us, sir.
Yeah. I'm excited about this. This is a topic that I enjoy because I tell people, stop fighting for an old school of thought. The right now, the battles that we're facing in the United States of America and the world is a fight for an old ideology and a new one is emerging. And what takes place is, I always tell people this, when the ball starts rolling in the new, it may start small, but it will grow and grow and grow, and eventually it will eat the old field. So eventually, the old school of thinking, look at what's taking place in America right now with the institutions crumbling. The COVID has caused every institution to actually look at everything different. Man, Mr. Floyd's murder has caused everyone to look at everything different. So guess what's coming? A new school of thinking. A new school of thinking is on the rise. What does it look like? It looks like kids saying, no more injustice. Not on our watch. Not on our watch. And you have, at different meetings, you have different cultures standing for other cultures, and at times the culture that they're standing for isn't even there now. They're saying not on our watch. So what it is, it's when a school of thought is engaged in, and God is dealing with injustice with a new school of thought.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. As we begin to really unpack this thing, a new school of thought, a new school or a new way of thinking. You know, as I think about the youth today, there's so much that is going on, so much that they're having to deal with. You know, I mean, there are several people who have been affected, families that have been affected. But I think about these students, the students of 2020. If we really peel the onion back, they were born in a tragic time, which was 9/11. And now they are graduating in 2020. That is two big days of their lives, or two monumental moments in their lives have been full of chaos. Tragedy has been full of crises. This has to be the most resilient generation thus far. And what we have to do is help them to not be silent about their future. They need a platform so that they can be heard. And that is literally what is happening today. And as I think about them, Sir Clyde Rivers, what I think about is a generation that is not afraid to speak up. See, we're talking about not being silent, but this generation that we're communicating about, they're not afraid to speak up. And they're so much not afraid to speak up. They have taken to the avenues that they know, not the old school, just regular television or get here and get into this magazine. And no, they have taken to the new school of thought, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all of these different platforms. And here is the catcher. The catcher is this, Sir Clyde Rivers. Every one of those platforms that I just mentioned, they shoot around the world in seconds. They shoot around the world in seconds. So this new generation has the new school of thinking, and they're not afraid to speak out. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
You know, I watched something. I watched a video of a Karen. Someone shot a video of a lady that was, man, behaving badly. Mm-hmm. And what they did, they actually shot the video and they actually sent it around the world, and it had like 2.5K views an hour, and it grows and it grows, it grows. And then, and then what they did, they began to actually protest her to her work. Mm. And what happened when her work saw the video, the work fired her. Now watch this here. That's an outside entity with a smartphone camera that helped cause someone lose her job because of behavior. And I'm going, now look at this. Think about that. Think about someone's off work displaying their emotion, their anger, their rage. Somebody catches it, and it was racist rants. Go right back, Google her name, find out where she works, get her car plate, license plate, find out who it is. Done, game over, without the system. And wherever they go, they can take that video and say, are you going to hire this one? Mm-hmm. So this here is causing a new mentorship for emotional intelligence. Mm. You just can't run around and try to keep things imprisoned in what was when that school, now as that school of thought was here, no one minded. But hey, when third grade closes and you're in the fifth grade, don't go knock on Miss Smith's door. That's the third grade. Done. New school of thinking. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, Professor.
Man, I really, really enjoy, you know, this concept, because as we continue to talk about not being silent about our future, that was a great depiction of what this new generation is doing. We just got through talking about these different platforms that are being utilized. Well, you know what this generation is doing? I'm not waiting on the regular system. I'm not waiting for the system to take months to accomplish something that we can do in days. And I believe in my heart that that's why this generation is so misunderstood, because they have reached the lid of where we were, right? They're fed up of that lid. They want that lid to be gone. And they want to be able to see change. They want to be able to see justice. They want to be able to actually make effective change. So when we talk about this lady who, you had a job, you were secure at that job, but you acted a fool when you weren't on that job. And because you were caught on camera acting a fool, it goes back to something that we talked about earlier. You can no longer, watch this, as a leader, you have to make sure that you control the narrative for your industry, your group, your organization. You cannot have a rogue agent, if you would. You cannot have disgruntled employees going out doing whatever they want, whenever they want. And because of that, now something that was captured on camera, and look at the wisdom and ingenuity of these kids. Well, we're going to find out. We're Googling your name. We're going to find out where you were. Since you want to act like this and you want to be incivil, we're going to help you. And we're going to make sure that your employer knows that you are not civil. Now, let's back this up a little bit. I remember teaching in lectures to colleges to students about their social media activity and how it affects their employment. Well, let's look at how the script has been flipped. You had employment, but you're acting a fool, and social media now is going to become your demise. Look at that. You see what I'm saying? Change is inevitable. Change is going to come. The question is, what does it look like? And we are challenging you not to be silent about your future. What you desire your future to look like, you have a way to influence it. Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yeah, you know, what you just said there is so powerful. I think one of the things, Professor, that I don't think kids, youth always know what they want, but they know what they don't want. Mm-hmm. And when they know what they don't want, I'm not minimizing the actual youth mind at all, because they're brilliant. I mean, they're young people are brilliant. They know what they don't want, and what they don't want, they're willing to fight. And when they fight, they get new ideas. Mm-hmm. I believe young people are the leaders that lead the way. Yes. Always, I'm telling you, always throughout time, it's been a new idea from a young person that pushed a paradigm. I always tell people, young people are 100% of the future.
Yes.
So they're going to move in their ideas. And I believe young people always lead in the new paradigm.
Absolutely.
Digital tech. Look at the small kids now that aren't afraid at 4 years old to experiment. Give that same technology to an old person.
Totally different. Totally different. And I think that generational mindset of possibilities, of opportunities, of seeing things from a different perspective. You know, I'm reminded, I remember living in Europe years ago, and my daughters were like 2 years old, but they knew how to work the remote. They knew how to work everything. And I'm like, how? And I didn't teach you this, but they learned. Right. And even today, you give a child a cell phone, give them 15 minutes max, they will tell you almost everything that phone can do. Things that you have had the phone for forever had no clue. And that's because they are willing to explore. They are willing to, why does it do this? Now, that's the one thing that parents always had a problem with, because kids will always ask what? Why? Why? To the point where you're frustrated, but what they're doing is they're filling their information tank.
Yeah.
They're getting an understanding of why something happens. And when it doesn't happen, they know why. Wow. Right? So we have to be careful not to try to silence our youth or the next generations, and make sure that we allow them to, as I said earlier, speak up. And then what we discussed earlier is them now speaking out. And watch this. They are speaking loud, not by volume, but by action. They're speaking loud, not by volume, but by action.
Wow.
So speak up, speak out, speak loud. And the beauty and where we get to mold and shape this situation, Sir Clyde Rivers, is this. We need to help them and teach them how to speak truth. So it's okay to speak up. It's okay to speak out. It's okay to speak loud. But now we want to show you how to speak truth. And that is what is going to change their future.
That's really good, Doc. Man, Doc, let me tell you something that is powerful. These kids have been taught compliance. Okay? Let me give you, I'm going to paint a picture. They've been taught to do what you tell them to do. Now, This is where the difference comes. When you tell them what to do and they watch you not doing it, that's when they become defiant and not compliant.
Come on now.
Or if they watch you say, get a good education and get a good job and you'll live. And they watch you with an education, with a job you hate not living.
Come on, sir.
That's when they see. They go, ah, don't want that. Mm-mm. Dad, I don't want to go to college. Why? Mm-hmm. Look. Dad, I don't want this. Why? Look. I don't want to be miserable coming home arguing every day because I hate my job. I'm doing it to pay my bills. I was created for more than that. So what's happened, we've created a defiant generation because of our compliance that has led us nowhere.
My, man, that one right there, that's one that you need to write down, folks. That's a tweetable moment. We have to ask ourselves, and this is how I always say it, is, you know, as parents, as leaders, as pillars in the community, we have to make sure that our audio matches our video. And that's what you just discussed. Kids are sick and tired of hearing parents say something, but watching them do something else. And it's time for us as a society, as leaders, as people in our own right, is to make sure that our audio is matching our video. We have to do that. And that's how we shape our future. Because remember this, the kids are watching. The younger generation are watching your every move, your every action. And they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to duplicate that or they're going to run as far from it as possible. The question is, what type of leader are you being right now? What are other people seeing? So again, defiant or compliant? What's happening? Audio matching video. What's going on? And here is the real catcher. I challenge you to look in the mirror. And I ask you to do this seriously. Today, look in the mirror. And ask yourself, what do you see? And as you gaze into your eyes, I challenge you not to walk away without getting an answer. What do you see? What does your future look like? And are you being silent about it? What do you see? Sir Clyde Rivers.
Wow. That is profound, because every generation's struggles shape their future. Every generation's struggle shapes their future. Civil rights movement shaped Dr. King to be an actual fighter for actually what is right. And he gained ground with passing law. This is a generation that wants to shape their future. I saw a young African-American lady that had a banner at a protest that said, we are not our ancestors. We will see change. And I thought about it for a minute and I said, that young lady wants to shape her future. You know, let me give you a story. Just before, man, my dad passed a decade ago, around there, almost two. There was an old man at the convalescent home. He was bitter, bitter, angry, just man. Every day I walk in, he would growl. He would die. So one day I sat by the guy and I said, hey, I have a question for you. I said, why are you bitter? And this is what he told me. And these words are etched in me. He says, I did what they told me my whole life. And it got me nowhere. And I'm now sitting in a wheelchair. I'm 70 some years old and I'm going out the back door. And I didn't live my life. I lived their life. Their life. He says, I have regret every single day because everything I wanted to do, I was afraid because I was taught to be compliant. Wow. I go, wow. That guy's sitting there. And remorse for a life that he was told would be good if he lived it. Mm. And it was the most horrible thing he could ever do was live that life. Mm. And now he can't change it. He goes, I'm too old to change it. I got to sit here every day and wonder what life could have been like. That motivated me to live my life.
Mm. You know, Sir Clyde Rivers, God showed me 23 years ago. He told me this statement. He said, live your life to the fullest. And I began to, you know, ask questions as to what that meant and how I was supposed to do that. You see, in life, people are walking around with tons of baggage. It would be baggage from their parents, grandparents, society, whatever the case may be. And what I've learned to do is to live light. And what I mean by that is don't accept the baggage that comes from other people.
Wow.
And learn how to unpack my bags when I go from one place to the next. You know, as avid travelers, we travel a lot. Could you imagine the suitcase that you carried for Miami, Florida, being the same suitcase with the same contents that you were going to try to travel to New York or Uganda? It's not going to be the same. And if everywhere you go, you leave the remnants of what's in the suitcase, but you try to keep adding to it, eventually you're going to run out of space. And that's what people do in this day and age, whether we're talking relationships or whatever the case may be, they're carrying around excess baggage. And you've got to learn how to unpack when you get to a next destination. So when I say live my life to the fullest, I want to live full on how God created me to live, not carrying everybody else's baggage, not trying to put the government on my shoulders, but being who God called me to be the way he called me to be. So I totally get what you're saying, and I agree. And that's why I think it's so important this show that we are concluding is don't be silent about your future, folks. Don't wake up a 73-year-old man in a wheelchair in a home saying that you were compliant all your life and you never lived. Are you picking up what we're putting down? I surely hope so. Sir Clyde Rivers.
You know, I can encourage people. Don't be afraid to. It's not to get only. You are only one idea, one idea that if you start to move on it, it can turn into I change nations, because, and don't get the process twisted. It's the same mechanism. You have to take a step by faith.
Mm.
That mechanism works for any builder of any institution. It all started with a step of faith. So you have the ability to step in faith and doing something that's uniquely designed. That mechanism of taking a step, everyone that ever started anything had to live there.
Mm.
Talk to me, Professor B.
Man, I am super excited about what we have just discussed. One small step at a time. That's what I used to tell people, and I still do till this day. And, you know, every inch is important. Every inch of ground that you gain is important to getting to your destination. So whatever it is that God is showing you, whatever you are finding yourself dealing with right now, number one, I challenge you to never stop, never give up. And I challenge you to keep moving forward. The same that we told the youth, I challenge you to speak up. I challenge you to speak out. I challenge you to speak loud. but most importantly, speak the truth. This is how you take one small step at a time. You can build whatever God has shown you if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to do what no one else is willing to do. You know, you truly can live like no one else if you're willing to do what no one else is willing to do. And remember this, no one knows you better than you, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Wow, wow, what profound words. You know, young people, I believe you are the generation that gives me hope for the world. I look at the unity, the innovation, the teamwork that makes dream works. I really believe our future is in good hands with our young people. Young people, if I can encourage you in something, never, never, never listen to the toxicity of the old. Get the gas of the new. Get the wisdom from the old, but not the toxicity of what was. You are not called to you are not called to live their life. You're called to live your life in your generation and live it large and live it well.
Absolutely. Well, folks, listen, we've been talking about not being silent about your future. You know that we endeavor to bring you civility from a 360-degree angle from all around the globe. We're always talking about topics that are relevant and topics that will literally help you to change your life. If there is something that you have heard today, we ask that you tweet it out, Facebook it out, Instagram it out, do whatever it is that helps you, whatever platform that you use, share this actual segment of the show with those who you believe actually could benefit from it. If you want to connect with us, you go to the website, www.civility360.com, and you can connect with us there. You can also send us an email at civility360@gmail.com if you want more information on how to connect and work with Sir Clyde Rivers and I. As always, folks, we want you to live your best life by being civil and passing it along. Enjoy the rest of the day. Be blessed. Until next time.